is preparing to issue soon. So we're excited to see what these project proposals will ultimately materialize and ultimately the accompanying supply chain and port infrastructure investment opportunities that they will yield, thanks notably to the
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting 8 Girl, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Topanga by Trippy Red. Stay tuned for a great discussion and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holtbridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Just 2 months into the new year, Columbia County has already reported 13 drug overdoses and 3 fatalities, statistics that worry addiction recovery advocates. During the same period in 2021, the county reported 16 overdoses, but no fatalities. In 2021 altogether, the county had 93 overdoses and 14 fatalities, or an average of slightly more than one death per month. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said, and I quote, "When we look at our overdose numbers, Philmont statistically has incidents of overdose. So we wanted to target that as a way to get in touch with the most at-risk population that we're working with," end quote. As a result, Greener Pathways, or the Mobile Outreach Program of Twin County Recovery Services Incorporated, will be available at the Philmont Community Center every Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. Quinn said the organization's greatest hope is, and I quote, "that people will come in and say they know someone who needs help or say I want to get help myself," end quote. Mayor Brian Johnson said, and I quote, "When I got elected mayor, one of my goals was to curb some of the drug use in Philmont. So we asked Greener Pathways to come in and set up at the community center," end quote. Narcan and fentanyl test strips will be available at the center for anyone who wants or needs them, Quinn said. He said, and I quote, "Really, this is just another way for us to try to connect with people in the community who maybe won't want to come to our office or don't want to go to the Twin Counties Clinic in Hudson," end quote. Fentanyl test strips allow a person to determine if their supply contains the synthetic opioid used for treating severe pain. Johnson said, and I quote, "What we're actually trying to do is instead of getting these people arrested or in trouble, we're trying to get them some help," end quote. He said the village wants to know that help is available. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Nanette Nia McKinney was chosen February 28th as Hudson's Senior Services Commissioner for the 2022-23 term. McKinney will oversee the department to serve as the city's main resource for residents age 62 or older. McKinney said, and I quote, "Seniors are the backbone of our community. If it wasn't for them and all they had to go through, we wouldn't be here," end quote. McKinney is in her 50s, has lived in Hudson for 3 years, and has 5 years' experience as a leader of a senior assistance program in California. She was born in Cheshire, Connecticut, and grew up in Playa del Rey, Los Angeles. McKinney studied radio and television broadcasting and business management at Elizabeth Seton College in Yonkers. She has an eclectic range of interests and a track record for bringing people together. Roughly 14% of Hudson's 5,894 residents are senior citizens, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "Nia's experience, skills, and dedication to the well-being of seniors will be a boon to the city of Hudson," end quote. McKinney plans to bring in a nutritionalist to help seniors form a more balanced and healthy diet. She also plans on helping coordinate rides for seniors to and from different locations. Her main duty right now is getting to know Hudson's senior communities. She said, and I quote, "I plan to hit the pavement, knock on doors, and get my face out there," end quote. An estimated 25% of all New Yorkers will be over the age of 60 by the year 2030. Officials said the appointment of a commissioner of senior services is a first step to put the needs of seniors at the forefront of community discussions. McKinney's professional experience is expansive, including work in business development and international television, film, and concert production. The Hudson Senior Center is located on the second floor of the Hudson Area Library at 51 North 5th Street. Information about the center and its programs is available at HudsonNYSeniorCenter.com or 518-828-3200. Editor's note, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal that a Manhattan judge on March 2nd dismissed New York Attorney General Letitia James's efforts to dissolve the National Rifle Association. The court found the gun rights advocacy group alleged failures can be addressed through, and I quote, "targeted, less intrusive relief," end quote, instead. James's office is now considering its legal options, according to a statement released Wednesday. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Joel Cohen wrote the AG's allegations, and I quote, "if proven, tell a grim story of greed, self-dealing, and lax financial oversight at the highest level of the National Rifle Association," end quote. Cohen determined the allegations involve mostly private harm, end quote, to the NRA and its members and donors, noting that the AG portrayed the organization as a, and I quote, "victim of its executive schemes," end quote, despite moving for dissolution. Cohen found, and I quote, "the complaint does not allege that any financial misconduct benefited the NRA or that the NRA exists primarily to carry out such activity or that the NRA is incapable of continuing its legitimate activities on behalf of its millions of members. In short, The complaint does not allege the type of public harm that is the legal linchpin for imposing the, in quotes, corporate death penalty, end quote. The NRA's lead attorney and attorney's counselor's partner, William A. Brewer III, said he applauds Cohen's ruling on dissolution and looks forward to continuing to defend the organization as the suit moves ahead. Brewer said, and I quote, "Since taking office in 2019, the Attorney General has pushed a contrived narrative about the NRA in her attempt to support a dissolution claim that is improper. This is a victory for not only the NRA, but all who believe in the right to free speech and association," end quote. James's office sued the NRA and four of its current or former executives in 2020, arguing that they had failed to properly manage the organization's funds. A legal battle, including an effort by the NRA to move the case out of Manhattan, followed. The NRA also filed for bankruptcy and announced it would move to Texas in May 2021. A Texas bankruptcy judge dismissed the NRA's Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition, finding that it had not filed in good faith. And you can read more at law.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, March 3rd. Early this morning, we see Halcott Center is reporting 1 inch of snowfall. The low is 26 in West Durham, and the high low is 32 in Cheviot. For the morning, it looks like some lake effect could be drifting across the area. No significant accumulation is expected. A high of 33 happens around 11 a.m., then the temperature starts to dip after 2 p.m. Overnight, it keeps going, reaching 13 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Some of us will need to leave the taps dripping. With a little luck, it is possible that this is the last night of the year you will have to deal with that. Friday is a dry day with a high of 36 and sunny skies. 20 degrees overnight takes us into a Saturday with some cloudy skies, but light winds and a high of 41. Overnight gets rainy with a low of 35. Sunday, the rain kicks up, especially in the morning, and we see a high of 58 degrees. Monday will be a little bit cooler with more rain. Sunset today will be at 5:33 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:24 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind stream is due to arrive early this weekend. Expect some minor geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 384 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently far below 4 megahertz till dark, then far below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 66. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Sigh. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, you know. Welcome. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and my sound engineer on my right,
DJ John Money.
And my guest in front of me.
You know what? I used to go by Winter on the show. I think it's time for a change.
Oh, wow.
I'm not DJ Winter, it's DJ Cola now.
DJ what?
DJ Cola. Is
yeah.
That sound cold. Okay. Get it what I said there, cold DJ.
All right, so
there's
look.
Nothing like a nice cold cola on a hot
our
summer
segment,
day.
Our segment for today, I just want to get right into it because I was kind of excited for this one. We're just going to really have a would you rather / talking Ben kind of
thing.
Yeah,
we have another guest. Hey, you want to put him on?
Hold on.
Yeah, we got another guest. His name is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I don't know.
We're gonna call. You should call him.
Yeah, we gotta call him first. Oh. See, he's doing this virtual.
Okay,
he's our homie.
I'm gonna call him.
He's famous for being on live streams with iShow Speed. He's pretty tight. I talked to him. I don't think he likes me though.
What should we ask Ben?
Let's just ask if he likes us. Like if he's chill with us.
Ask him if we're friends.
Ready? Ben, are you comfortable being on the radio today?
He does this. He does this all the time.
He laughs a lot.
Man, like, messes with us. Wait, he does this on purpose.
Could I ask him?
Ask him what?
He said yes. So yeah.
All right. So yo, Ben, you like music?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yo, Ben, you like music, bro? I don't know what you mean by that.
He doesn't like music.
He said no.
I guess Ben's not going to be a big fan of the show.
Okay,
Let me see.
Wait, I got one more thing to ask him. So, Ben, you like would you rather questions? Ben, you like would you rather questions?
Man is messing with us. I hate this dude.
Let me see.
I'm really low-key not cool with this guy. I was a big fan, and now he's just treating me like crap, bro.
You know. This
hold on. Ready?
Ben, do you like would you rather questions?
He said,
"Dang, he's not gonna like the
Ben,
show."
Ben, do you want to be on the radio show today?
Ask him if you want to be a guest.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a guest on today's radio show? Ben, do you want to be on today's radio show?
Okay.
He's
so,
gonna
are you
going to
answer the would you rather questions? Ben, are you going to answer the would you rather questions?
Okay, so he's going to be here.
So he's going to be here and chill.
So, bro, I honestly hate that guy.
All right, look. First question. All right. Ready? Would you... Hold on. Let me find a good one.
Wait, I got...
Okay. One. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather win $5,000 for yourself or win $50,000 for charity?
Ooh, I'm gonna say...
you can be selfish.
I'm being selfish.
What?
Listen. Get that $5,000. Get that. Be a... You know those stupid TikToks, be an alpha male or whatever, right? Climb to the top, make $1 million for charity. Just kidding. Screw charity.
Okay. What I'm going to say is, wait. What was it again?
It was, would you rather win $5,000 for yourself or win $50,000 for charity?
Win $50,000 for charity.
Hey, wait. Hold on. Rules are not clear here. I am very much in need of money. I am a charity. I can win $50,000. I am a charity because I am so poor.
Yo, that's wild.
I'm poor.
That's...
It is what it is, man. All right.
It is.
Loopholes. I think I'm going to have to be selfish and win the $5,000. Really? But look, the reasoning for it is because I am turning 16. Therefore,
car.
I am in need of a car. Good. Therefore, I'm not going to save up $5,000 that quick any other way. So why not just win $5,000? I know there's a lot of charities out there that, you know, might need $50,000. But we got people like LeBron James and, you know, Michael
Jordan.
Yeah,
we're not rich. They are.
Yeah, they gotta donate.
All right. Elon Musk, where you at? Donate some stuff.
Facts.
Nah, that's crazy.
Not Elon Musk. Hit us up at Clubhouse.
Nah, our truth.
Come on.
Nah.
If we got Elon Musk on the show, he could give us a lot of money.
No, you don't give me money.
You ready?
That's wrong.
Y'all ready for next question?
But he's Elon Musk.
All right. Ready?
Okay.
Would you rather have no eyebrows or have a unibrow?
Unibrow? No.
Unibrow.
No eyebrows. Nah, I'm not going to look good with a unibrow. Maybe if I, like, dyed it a color, that would be, like, kind of make it work. But, nah, I'd be fine with no eyebrows, I think.
Really?
Here, let me get a filter to see what it looks like.
No, I don't think there's no filter.
We will find out.
Yes.
Wait, what's another one?
DJ Shaw, what's your
What was it? What was it again?
No.
I would have a unibrow. I would rather have a unibrow.
You'd rather have a unibrow than no eyebrows?
Yeah.
Right. I think, personally...
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I would rather have the unibrow because...
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You know, like, those monsters off that one movie, I Am Legend?
Yeah.
I feel like I would look very, very similar to them with no eyebrows. I'm kind of exposing myself, but yeah. All right, next question. Would you rather save the world but die as a hero in the process?
Save the world.
Or save the world but nobody knows?
Final message.
Save the world.
Nobody knows. That'd be sick.
Either save the world but die as a hero in the process.
Why would you want to die?
Save the world but nobody knows.
Save the world but nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah, easy. Actually, you know what? Save the world and die. It's a win-win.
Bro, no.
I'm just messing around.
Save the world but nobody knows. I think that would be a
mess. Bro, imagine.
I would have the world's
most confidence in the world. Like
exactly. You're feeling an off day. You just be like, nah, I saved the entire world. I'm good. I don't got to do anything else for humanity. I peaked.
Oh, I found the game. I found the game. The would you rather game. I don't know how this works. I'm going to figure out how it works.
All right, right.
I found it. I found the game. Okay, okay. Would you rather be deaf and have no legs or be blind and have no arms? Now, mind you, we have to... Okay, would you rather be deaf and have no legs or would you rather be blind and have no arms?
See, the thing is, if you're deaf, you can't listen to music. And music is, like, one of the best things in the world.
So?
I think I'm going blind with... but arms are so useful. Wait.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation. What about you?
I already got my answer.
What?
I'd rather be blind and have no arms. Because, therefore, I could still walk around and do normal people things.
Yeah, walk into a tree.
With no legs, I am going to be deaf and not be able to hear you. And have no way to walk.
I have no legs.
That is just put me out of my misery.
Imagine if it was deaf and no arms. You couldn't do sign language. You'd just be completely mute.
Deaf, blind, and no arms. In the arms. That'd be crazy.
I'll be sad. Like, real talk.
I'm still picking.
So which one? Which one?
I'm still picking.
Deaf.
I chose be blind and have no arms.
Yeah, same.
All right. Look. 80% of the population, 80% of people said they would rather be deaf with no legs.
Weirdos.
And 20% of and us being the 20% of people would rather be blind and have no arms.
Well, really, if you're deaf, you can never hear a loved one's voice again. If you're all blind, right. You can never see a loved one's face.
I got a really good one. Hold on. Ready?
Yes.
Ask for the rest. Would you rather fight 5 30-year-olds or fight 35-year-olds?
35-year-olds, I could take them. You hit them once and then they cry. They're out of commission.
35-year-old.
You just drop kick them 50 miles away. Lie. Easy.
I'm taking the 5 30-year-olds.
Nah.
Y'all weird for abusing kids. No. Look, no excuses.
It's my life or theirs, and their life is invaluable.
Y'all sitting there trying to fight 30 little kids.
And you flayed for beating
pin them
old
against
man.
Each other.
He is 30.
Tell them they're adopted.
That is
they cry.
Old. That is old age. That is close to 40 years old.
Guys, you fight the 5-year-olds, you just tell them all that they're adopted. They start crying. Take them advantage. Just punch them.
That's messed
one
up.
One punch and they're out.
But you're going to ruin
right
their
the
life, though.
Dad, you're going to make those kids have trauma.
You're going to make them have trauma from beating them up, too.
I'm not going to beat them up.
No, you got to fight them.
You beating them up. Okay, what about this? New option, you fight 5 30-year-olds, but you have the 35-year-olds on your team.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Fight 35-year-olds.
Nah.
And have the 5 30-year-olds.
That's not fair. That's just going to be six grown people. Just a bunch of kids. No, that's sad. You only got to take 5 of them each. That's easy.
Go ahead.
No, wait, hold on. Wait a minute, though. Let's say, fight the 35-year-olds, pick them up, put them in timeout. What are they going to do, punch you? They're 5.
I mean...
You can do it with no violence.
No. If you're fighting them, you have to
hit them.
That's
still messed up.
Violence? I know how to take people out without, like, hurting them.
That sounds very bad.
I can, like, sweep them and put them in an arm bar. You know, it won't cause any... actual
arm bar, that's bad too.
It's not gonna break their arm, it's just gonna hurt.
Arm bar to a 5-year-old?
I'm not gonna like actually go full out, just enough to make them like not fight.
No,
me.
Bro, no. Okay, look, I got a better.
The other 29 5-year-olds are gonna stomp you out
dead
as soon as you're on the ground.
True. Okay, look, my question is, would you rather play dodgeball or play Foursquare?
Foursquare is so fun.
I've never played Foursquare.
Foursquare is so fun.
I've never played Foursquare.
It's literally like, I think. There's a ball, and you have to bounce it.
Don't you have to like take out their feet or something? Oh no!
Oh, I don't know what it is. One. I thought it was four squares, and you just pick one, and then the people on them out.
Four corners. All right, yeah, I'm gonna change it because I don't even know what four squares is. Would you rather play dodgeball or four corners?
Four corners. I'm a goat just because when I'm picking the corner, I just pick the same one over and over and over again, and it gets people out every time.
So what are you?
Yeah,
think?
But then
what?
After a while, nobody's gonna go to that one because you just keep saying it over and over again.
So which one are y'all picking?
I'm picking
dodgeball.
Four corners.
Oh, okay. People were smart.
Four corners. You just gotta go high. All right.
Look. 76% of people said they would play dodgeball, compared to 24% of people said they would play Foursquare.
Oh my god, hold on. Me and Lincoln have this experience. I'm not sure if it's the same up in Hudson in school. There's this game called Bowlerama, mm-hmm. where each team has like three little bowling pins. And you have to try to get them out. That game is so fun.
And you like the other team would block like it.
We call that pin dodgeball.
Oh, you got that too?
Yeah.
I'd rather pick that. That
pin dodgeball sounds so boring. We're playing pin dodgeball today, guys.
Bowlerama is such a sick
Wait,
name.
So how do you play Bowlerama?
You have to knock down the pins on the enemy team, and there's three of them.
Yeah. Is it like dodgeball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've played that before.
You don't hit the kids, though. You can hit the other people, but you don't get them out.
You're able to get the kid out in that
Listen,
game.
I'm going to get the 35-year-olds on my team, Bowlerama. We're going to be unstoppable.
Wait, no.
I'll be team leader.
What about Medic?
Medic is fun.
Because, like, there's one person that, like...
It's dodgeball with a healer, and you got to protect the healer.
All right. Okay. So... should I skip this one? Is that it?
I can't see it.
I'm gonna
be free. Okay, never understand the concept of time or never understand the concept of sex.
I'd rather never understand the concept of time.
Really?
But look, really
I'd be fine with being asexual. I wouldn't care.
If you really think about it.
If you don't know sex, then you're not going to be sad.
If you don't understand the concept of sex, then you're never going to be able to have kids in the world population.
Adopt.
No, because if you don't understand...
Oh. Wait, is it just me or is it the world?
Because
if it's just me, then that's different.
Listen. No, just you.
Okay, just.
Yeah, because if you never
understand... you can adopt.
You can adopt. Never understand the concept of it, you're never going to be sad that you don't get it. It's like not knowing what you don't have.
It's like you're not knowing how you can get
pregnant. But if you don't understand the concept of time, you're just going to be, like, you're unable to function.
You're
everywhere.
That's
you just become
that's
God. You just
that's
ascend
true.
From the
that's
mortal
true.
Plane.
That's true. All right, so we going to say the concept of sex?
Yeah,
that's my pick for sure. All right.
Oh, wow. See? A lot of people said the concept of time.
What losers?
Everybody want to be like, you know, DJ Ricky.
Nah, they're thirst trapping. Oh. Wait, I had to say that on live radio.
Okay. Flickr? I don't know what Flickr is. You know what Flickr is?
I don't know what that is.
We're gonna skip this question because we don't know what Flickr is.
Who you want?
What's that?
Okay. Would you rather be Gandalf or be Luke Skywalker?
Gandalf's old and stupid.
The guy that's from what is it?
You
the
shall
Hobbit?
Not pass.
Is it the Hobbit? He's like with the staff. The guy with the beard that kind of looked like he's from Harry Potter. You know the meme where he's like, "You shall not pass."
Why would I want to be old?
I'm not gonna lie. I'd rather be Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you get the force and you get to be young.
Like I'm just.
You gotta face your father.
I don't care. My father can get this work.
That guy's a bandit.
My father can get this work.
But your pops is Darth Vader.
Okay. Why do people feel emotional? Okay, this is never mind. This is gonna be too deep. I was about to ask why people feel emotional attachment to people they never.
Oh my god.
But like, I'm not gonna be sad.
God.
He's like an evil ruler. I'm not gonna. All right, got you.
All right. Would you rather sing?
I am a pacifist.
Would you rather sing everything you say or dance all your movements?
Sing everything I say. I want to get good at singing.
I'm going to say.
Ultimate practice.
I'm going to say.
Sing everything I say.
I'm not about to dance. I'm going to be
does
different.
Rapping count?
I'm gonna
does
be different.
Rapping count?
No. I'm going to be different. Yes. No, because rapping is singing. Rapping is rapping. Rapping is a
form of singing.
No, rapping is its own thing. It's different from singing.
Hey, man, why you gotta exclude singing?
Okay,
I'm gonna say,
I'm gonna be different from y'all. So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna dance every movement.
Why?
Look at you. The world does not agree with
dang,
you.
You gotta dance as you're walking. You gotta be like ballerina twirls as you're walking down the street.
When you're showering?
No.
You just gotta dance the whole time?
Yeah, when you're showering with soap, you gotta be like,
No, because look, it didn't say how I had to dance.
Man, I could be like, okay, that's a vibe. For those who cannot see, which is
but
literally
yeah,
everybody.
It could just be like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you does head bopping count as dancing?
I know. I mean, no, it's just a form of like.
All right.
So no head bopping.
Okay. If you only had one knife, what would you spread first? Peanut butter first, or jelly fruit.
I use my hands to grab them. You are weak.
You're nasty.
You're weak. You can't accept the truth.
But I'm going to go with the peanut butter because I feel like if you mix peanut butter with the jelly,
that's nasty.
That's not as bad. But if you have free like jelly with your peanut butter, you put the peanut butter back in the cabinet and then you got the dry and...
I'm gonna say peanut butter first.
Personally, I don't really care. It's like $1 net loss. What? How much is like a jam?
I don't know. You say look deep on that one. I'm not gonna lie.
This question is like $3 on the line. I don't really care that much.
Okay, we go say peanut butter. Yeah, people agree with us. So you was biased.
We're right. We're literally right.
All
right,
so 60% of people said they would spread peanut butter first than jelly.
That makes sense. They are right, as they should. The other 40%, I'm going to have to work with them.
Lincoln, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. No, What's the question? Kill Lincoln or what? Revive John Mosley. Bro, I can't see.
Ask it. I'm going to ask it.
You asked it.
Okay. All right, ready? Would you rather only be able to laugh at violently racist jokes or only be able to laugh at intricate Star Trek jokes?
Star Trek jokes.
Look, if somebody says a racist joke about my kind to me, we have to fight. I'm not laughing.
Look, you see, I like dark humor.
I thought it was BLM. What happened?
It is BLM.
No, it can't be. If you're laughing at the jokes, it can't be BLM.
It depends on what type of jokes.
That's like somebody saying, oh, yeah. George Floyd can't breathe. I can't breathe like George Floyd.
Oh, no, that's messed up. Right. So I'm going to say Star Trek jokes. I'm going to say Star Trek jokes.
You guys can talk about
that. 53% chose racist jokes.
I think you're both more in the position to answer this than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I've been adopted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather
yes.
always disappoint people
what's
or
the...
always anger people?
What's the catch? Both.
I already do both. I'm playing.
I would choose always anger people because I feel like if I'm
You get really good at fighting.
If I'm always disappointing people, then I feel like after a while I'm going to become depressed because I'm making nobody proud.
I would say always anger people.
Because
then you'd at least learn how to stick up for yourself.
That's
right?
True.
I think if you always anger people after a while, they're going to become disappointed in you anyways.
Let me put on my...
isn't it tape the same thing?
Let me put on my big brain cap for a second. So this dichotomy states that one side has no... So on one end of the dichotomy, right? One of the answers, there's literally no pros. The other one, there is one net gain. So there's at least a better option to pick when you pick getting angry.
This guy was in a car.
Because you get to just... you just become the Hulk. With great anger comes great anger.
With great anger comes great, great anger. But...
I'm mad at being mad.
For all my King Von peoples out there that like King Von, and rest in peace to him, but we gonna play some King Von. And it's new, too. Straight up.
Hold on, I want to ask Ben if he likes King Von.
Okay.
Ben's coming back on the show.
Hold on, we gotta add.
We gotta call him though.
Yeah, we gotta call him.
I see in the lab.
Make sure to turn him up so the people can hear. Ben? No, that was Ben. Oh, here he is.
Oh, what was good?
Ready? Ben, do you like King Von? Ben, do you like King Von?
No. Oh.
Ben is really just
Like, Ben killing a vibe.
He's such
saying, to all my King Von fans, rest in peace to him. We gonna play straight to it.
I'm about to show down with Ben as this is going
on. Me too.
DJ on the beat, so it's a bang. Let's get straight to it. Ain't trying to talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these we got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't want to get into it. Let's get straight to it. Ain't trying to talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't want to get into it. Shorty, I was popping out early. I was outside slamming with the...
Catch him on the school, it's the right time. Don't fuck your move, better pipe down. Pop me a piece, then I bite down. 600 real free bite down. Catch it lagging, then we no sight now. He got caught, now he can't get right now. If they come outside and try to post up, then we gon' spin they spin. We gon' hit they block with a whole 100, no matter how deep they hit. No key, he cheat, this game free. Something wrong, that boy can't miss. Get caught, I beat the flip. Said that was my last time, but I still sleep. He say he was gonna me and my homie. Look, now he real. Now he, when them now we don't feel bad. We get a real laugh. Get up on live, make him real mad. Cause we want him real bad. Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these we got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into it. Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into it.
Got a whole 30 clip for him, huh? You better watch how you get, cause it can get lit for him, huh? When I show him this, the brody gon' dip on him, huh? I'ma do what I want, ain't no gas if I be got Cali, my jacket probably. Boy, I had the building, then I had the lobby. You ain't do the and then don't jack the body. Making a funk, huh? I post what I like and I say what I want. I smoking on ops, I don't play with no I send him on drills if he ate for the month. You catch him, and I pay him a bunch. I still get charged cause I gave him the gonna make shots cause I hit his guts. I love my cause he ain't give a
let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these we got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into it. Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The odds be sick, they lose. All these got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze. Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't
want to
get into it.
Okay. Yo. Hey, welcome back, Femi. We just had to play that little King Von real quick for the one time. We sitting here asking Ben questions.
I got a great one, actually. Would you rather be able to stop time or rewind time by 5 minutes?
Rewind time by 5 minutes.
Stop time. Because what you're going to do... It depends on what situation.
You can only stop time for 10 seconds.
Think how many mistakes you could fix in 5 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
You could have just been like,
let me specify it a bit more. You go back time in 5 minutes, and then it has a 5-minute cooldown.
Five minutes, and it's a five-minute cooldown. I'm going to take 5 minutes.
Or you can stop time for 10 seconds, and it's a 10-second cooldown.
I'm not going to lie. If I stop time for 10 seconds, I'm going to the bank, and then stopping it again for another 10 seconds. And then robbing the bank for like 5 milli.
10 seconds isn't that long.
I picked 10 seconds.
Why?
Just because you can
stop time, go behind somebody, tap their shoulder, have a conversation with them. 10 seconds, stop time again, go behind them again. They're just gonna get freaked out. That's gonna be hilarious.
I'm not gonna lie. I would sit there if I was free
you
time.
You use your power
first
for
person
something
I sleep,
stupid.
I'm just gonna slap them mad hard in the face.
Also, think if you stop it for 10 seconds, 10-second cooldown, you could practice stuff and like get twice the amount of time. You could get really good at things.
The way I see it, bro.
Like, you pretty much get 48 hours a day instead of 24.
I have a question, though. Wait. So, would you still age just, like, as if time never stopped?
No.
Yes.
What? That's boring. That's boring.
Your body is still going.
Okay, I'm about to say, if I can stop time every 10 seconds, I'm about to be the oldest man.
You're going to age, but technically your location around the sun won't change, so you're still going to be the same age to everybody else. So even if you stop time for a year, you're still going to be 16 in everybody else's eyes if you're 16. But even though...
You're 17?
Yeah,
18.
Even though your body is the age of a 17.
Right? But yeah, I'm going to do...
Stop time, steal somebody's snacks, put it in your pocket. Dude, stop time, steal somebody's wallet.
Nah. Think how much money...
You could get rich.
Think how much money you're stealing. Think about how much money you're stealing.
The cameras can't work while time stops.
I mean, if JoJo's around...
Nah, yeah. Dead. It's clipped.
Nah, stop time, go to the McDonald's, get your own food.
I'm making my own.
Nah, I'm just going to make them make my food. I'm going to go in there and take
it. Stop
I'm
time,
drive,
bro.
I'm going to drive off.
Stop time and somebody
I'm
like.
I'm going to drive off.
You see somebody walking down the street, stop time, walk in front of them and just scream when it starts. You scare them.
That would be scary.
Oh my God. What'd you...
I was here this whole time. You just hit me, bro.
Stop time again.
Get in their car, get to the back seat.
Ready? Would you rather know everything that your parents have ever said about you?
No.
or know everything that your best friend has ever said about you?
Know everything my best friend has ever said about either. Me.
Nah, because if you really want to see if you got a solid best friend, then you might as well just say, "Oh, hey, let me see what he been saying about me or she." And if she or he been talking crazy, copy, it's a dub, get him out of here.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Like, I'd honestly.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. All right. Admit all your guilty pleasures to your family and friends.
No.
I never partake in any of your guilty pleasures again.
I'm never gonna wait. Guilty? Like,
guilty pleasures.
What if they are?
I'm gonna admit one right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's fine, bro. I mean,
fine.
It's
go
just
ahead.
Low key weird.
If we
get canceled.
If it's not allowed, then we're gonna strangle you.
No, it's fine.
Get
like a really good like meal, or even like you know McDonald's apple pie, McDonald's fry. Get a nice hot bath.
That's considered a guilty pleasure. Nah, that type is. I think that type is a guilty pleasure.
Wait, so you get an apple pie
from McDonald's
in the tub? I admit
you.
I would. Swear if I got a large fry and some nuggets inside of a bathtub.
But it says amidst all.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not
amidst all your guilty. It says amidst all your guilty pleasures partake in any of them.
I could admit all of my guilty pleasures and I would still have the same life tomorrow.
I think I would go to jail.
You don't think people would look at you different?
No, and if they do, oh well, they wasn't really.
So what y'all picking? Never or do all?
I don't know. It's majority, I guess. So what would you two do?
I'm gonna probably say
it's
not gonna be fair. It's gonna be boring if you don't pick.
Fine, I will never do them again.
Okay. I will admit them. So, Sha, you choose. Red or blue?
I'm gonna say never partake.
Ha! Look at y'all.
I'm gonna say never partake. Look, I'm gonna say never partake because it's gonna make me a better person in the long end.
If y'all was just innocent, this wouldn't have never happened to begin with.
The world is an innocent.
I plead the fifth.
We should play that. I plead the fifth. Like, ask you the
question. Ooh, never have I ever. Never have I ever.
Ooh, that's crazy. This question popped up.
Okay,
look. This is the last one. Would you rather have all the abilities to rewind 24 hours 3 times each year? Or be able to constantly control your dreams and remember them in great detail.
Dreams.
Yeah, dreams. I'll do some crazy things in my dreams. Not like that.
I could have been Superman in my dreams.
I'm definitely going to be flying to like crazy places and like dive into the bottom of the ocean.
You know what? No. I'm not going with dreams, actually.
Why?
You can actually train yourself to have lucid dreams every day.
Yeah, but what about nightmares? Do you consider that as nightmares too?
I don't even get nightmares.
This could be just being paranoid, but if you had the ability to control,
I consider that as nightmares.
You would want to be more in the dreams than in real life, and then that could lead
that's
to like
true.
Depression. So I don't want to go down that.
They just always sleep, yeah.
But have the ability to rewind 24 hours.
Nah, you could like,
three times a year.
I ain't gonna lie, I would. I can't talk. I would go with blue. Have the ability to rewind 24 hours 3 times each year because. You ever like do something one day and you're like, damn, I should have never did that.
Yes, bro.
And then you could rewind and then not do
it. Make that whole day over.
Or like you say a lie and then your parents are like, if you just told me the truth, I wouldn't even got mad at you. It's like a word. Say that.
Rewind.
Yeah. See, the thing with that is too, it's not like you're gonna get to the point where you're abusing it and then like you get in a bad mental state because you only can do it 3 times.
No, because look, I was about to say, no, you can't. I was about to be like, no, you can't. You can only get to use 3.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I have a good question. So what if like you got all your birthday money and stuff, right? And then you put it in your pocket, and then you rewind 24 hours.
Nah,
would my birthday money be gone?
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes.
Oh, because I'm about to say,
yes,
because
you're
not
rewinding
gone,
time.
Yeah, we could do that 3 times. Or wait, technically, you could abuse it and do it 3 times in a row.
But then that's you can't do it no more for that
like,
year.
If you just had a really good day, and you just went and relived that day 3 times in a row.
Not going to lie, eat a really good sandwich, rewind it. You get
I'm going to say rewind time. I'm going to say, look. I'm going to say rewind time majority for 24 hours for 3 years.
You
3 times
a
year.
Really good sandwich 3 times in one day.
That's right? True. But majority of people, 56% of people said they would rewind time.
Never have I ever? Question mark.
All right.
Oh, I ain't cool asking the first question.
Never so would you.
They say never have I ever done this, and then you have to say I have if you have, and I haven't if you haven't.
Never have I ever pooped myself in school.
I haven't.
Never. I haven't.
That would be nice. That's just
I
nice.
Wanted to see if I could explore that too.
Never have I ever.
I peed myself in school when I was like a little stupid kindergarten.
Never have I ever.
Nah.
I've had dreams where I pooped myself in school.
That's so random.
I know.
Continue, bro.
Never have I ever stolen from my parents.
Haven't.
I
haven't.
I stole like a dollar at the piggy bank once.
Oh, are we talking about? Oh. I'll teach you about.
You think I'm stealing actual like good goods?
Nah. I have.
Oh, yeah. I've eaten at my aunt's food.
I have. Like food. I've stolen some of my mom's movies like when I was younger. Like my SpongeBob movies or something. But.
Alright, you're gonna ask the question.
Never. Have I ever helped somebody? Never have I ever taken something from somebody and then helped someone find it.
Never, because if I take it from you, you're not getting it back.
What?
Like that's you know, so nah. Like you know, like when, you don't like somebody, you help them looking for something. You got it the whole time.
Oh, I have actually.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I know a couple people phone. Like, I'll take their phone while they're not in the room, and they come back looking for it. I'm like, oh, it's not under the couch.
Did you at least give it back?
Duh. I'm not no robber just because I'm black. No,
nah, I ain't say all that. No, that's like
this. Nah, listen. To think, wait, if you ever want to have, like, a good laugh, this works. I've done it to my mom before. Text somebody to call you because you can't find your phone.
And then they be like, did your mom, like, actually buy
yeah,
into it?
Yeah, she called me. I think it's because she just woke up, though.
I'm but, like, Antonio, can you call my phone? I can't find it. She gonna be like, okay.
Nah. I got one last would you rather question though.
Okay, go for it.
Would you rather smile when bad things happen or frown when good things happen?
Smile when bad things happen because in your body there's actually a chemical reaction that happens in your brain when you smile that makes you happy.
I'd rather frown when good things happen.
Really? Why?
Because.
Cause then people are always gonna be like, you okay, bro?
Like, if I smile when bad things happen, I'm gonna look like a maniac. I'm gonna look like a straight psycho.
No,
like,
you can
like
just be like, you can be like,
nah, you dead ass though. Not gonna lie, you type
is. Gotta stay positive. But when you smile, it actually makes you feel more happy.
Yeah, you right on that one.
Yeah, no, it's studies but, have been shown to do it. So like, smile when bad things happen. It's like just a good pro. Like, there's no
but,
loss from it.
That is one. All right. What we got today? What we gonna play now? Trippy Red. We gonna play Danny Phantom featuring.
I don't know how to play that game.
Not you. We gonna play a Trippy Red song featuring. Nah, my fault. We gonna play a Trippy Red song called Danny Phantom featuring XXXTentacion, and we gonna catch you after this little song break. You feel me?
Pull up in a ghost, big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. Pull up in a ghost, big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. Yeah. If she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine. Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside. Start up in a Rover. The night is over. I'm feeling lucky, that's a four-leaf clover. She wanna toast some, then we can toast up. Brody got that chopper, he don't even need no poker. I listen how you talk, I can see it that you fake. Way the goofy blame, I can't even conversate. I just woke up to a check, yeah, every Friday. It's one thing if I'ma get it, I'ma get it my way, yeah. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. Yeah. If she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine. Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside. I left my woody and I put my new in the coat. I be on Oceanside rolling on my antidote. I be in all designer walking like I run the show. And you could keep that attitude, I'm on me time. Baby, you don't know what you wanna say. And if you wanna ride, we could take the long way. She never made her mind up, now it's too late. And if you tryna find me, you know where I stay. Yeah. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. Yeah. If she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine. Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside.
Yo, 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 yo. You got a yo-yo?
Yo.
You got a yo-yo?
I don't have a yo-yo.
You are a loser. You don't have a yo-yo.
Oh, that's so mean. Have you ever had a yo-yo as a kid?
Yes. No. I mean, yeah, but I never knew how to use it.
I didn't either.
So I would just sit there and flick it.
I used to just watch YouTube.
What's a yo-yo?
Yeah, like how to do yo-yo tricks. But no. No. I could never do it.
You know those like pen tricks people do where they can just...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I want to learn that. That looks sick.
That looks like valid. Can you do it?
Can I do what?
Pen tricks?
Pen tricks?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you mean by that?
Like that thing, like... Being able to twist the pen over your fingers.
I thought you meant just wiggle it and make it look like it's like...
I can kind of do that.
I thought you...
No, bro. Nah. Let's see. What are we doing?
There, Shahi. If you don't give this man one.
Two. There's no pen. These things are broken.
They will still work. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Even though it's broken.
But it is broke. No. It doesn't count. It doesn't count, man.
Well, okay.
Well, I can't.
All right.
Look.
Some other questions?
We got time for like two, three more.
Let's ask Ben some questions.
Yeah.
Ben won the Buzzco, though.
Let's ask him if he's had a good time on the show. Right. If not, we're just leaving.
Ben, have you had a good time on the show?
Put him right up to the microphone. Make sure to put him right
a little
up
bit.
To the microphone.
Wait, pause the music. Ben, did you have a good time on the show today? Ben, did you have
Man
a good time on the
answers.
Show today?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Ben, should everyone listening support Clubhouse Radio every Friday?
This is a really risky move.
Ooh. Ben, should everybody listening support Catskill Clubhouse on Fridays?
Ben, answer.
Come on, Ben.
Hold on, ready? I'm asking one more time. Ben, should everyone listening support Catskill Clubhouse every Friday?
Okay. Oh, he's a hater.
Let me ask you something, Ben. Ben, why do you live such a sad and miserable life? Huh?
Oh my God, that's so dark.
Yeah? Is your life miserable? No, answer me. Is your life miserable, huh? Answer me, Ben.
I don't know.
Is your life miserable?
I don't think he want to answer you.
He said no.
You know it is.
Oh my God. Why you treat Ben like this?
One more question.
He's going on our show and he's selling us out. I hate this guy. Phone background.
Oh my God.
Ben, do you think we are going to one
with, he's Deadhead's phone background.
He's my phone background.
Ready?
All right.
Last one. Ben, do you think we are going to win an award at the next award ceremony for the radio show?
Ben, answer us.
Calm down. Making him nervous.
Ben, do you think Clubhouse Radio is going to win an award? Ben, do you think Clubhouse Radio will win an award?
Hey, y'all heard it here. Look, y'all heard it here. But what I'm going to say right now, though, since Ben said it, I just hope y'all know we believe in y'all and we believe that y'all could do it.
Okay.
Now, y'all see the time. Y'all see the clock.
Let me make amends with him real quick. See, Ben, can we just call bygones? Can we be friends again? You were such a big idol in my, like, I have you as my phone background, man. Can we be cool? Please, come on. We're just messing around, right? You were just messing around. That was a joke.
What do you mean we?
That was just a joke, right? Man, I looked up to him.
Ben, is it time for us to leave? Wait, hold on. Why'd you hang up?
He hung up on me.
All right, ready? Ben, do you think it's time for us to end the show?
Ben, come on, Ben. He's just going
to
keep on asking until he gets yes.
Ben, is it time for us to
end the show?
All right. You know what that means.
Y'all know what it means.
Shout out to Waveform and WGXE for making this radio program possible.
Yeah.
And we going to catch y'all next Friday.
And all opinions and views and expressions of ours, they was ours.
I got
not the mental health. Yes, you feel me?
Yeah, I got to go, guys, too. I got to, like, talk some stuff out with Ben.
But what we going to do, we going to exit the show with some Little Too A Lot by DaBaby and NBA YoungBoy. We going to catch y'all.
This money we done ran up. Mama say you better not let these trick you out your spot. It's time to man up.
Keep it real.
I'm slipping, falling, I know. I spend all my time and all my life trying to make sure we on.
Not for sure, go. Didn't be lazy as hell, I was hustling out the dough. I put the whole family on my back, going out like... When I walk in and out the house, I'm strapped. Anything feel the wrong way, I'ma blow. Anytime, better watch how you act. You gon' act anyway, act like you know. Feel like I've been through this hell a million times when I came up there and show no love. Ain't never asking no vouchers, that buddy be pouting. Not for the tension. Soon as I come in the room and ain't no one said it out loud. They say, how you feeling? Why you keep holding it in you? How can I get it about you? I'm three different freaks.
Like three.
Missing my big brother G. You and end up mixing drinks for him and my daddy in heaven get mixed up with me. You can listen to them all you want to. You ain't gotta listen to me. Last play got lit like a tree and it ain't even Christmas.
Came from a little to a lot, all this money we done ran up. Mama say you better not let these trick you out your spot. It's time to man up. I'm slipping, falling, I know. I spend all my time and all my life trying to make sure we on.
You know I've been doing it first, you know, from the dough. From the start. About me, I'd have been straight, I'd have been kicked back. I'm sitting with all these M's, all this fake love, all this fake fame, and I'm still living like I don't give a. I know people ain't doing this for themselves, they think they supposed to be living the way I don't even really want to live.
Burglaries, robbery, I
can't find the time I need inside my dreams. I didn't see my brother bleeding on side of me. Oh Lord, please don't let them murder me. Billy GT. Came up out the street, can't find no peace. Where do I go? Mama got a brand new home. I done moved grandpa from mother north. When I don't like to talk, only thing I know is take them off. My shame and scars can't take it off. 30 mil stay in the regular. I ain't won't be, I apologize instead of saying I'm sorry. First child that I supposed to have got inside, I named the Ari. I've been hustling for my family, reaper on me, can't get them off me. Hurt inside to make me act this way, but them people still gon' fault me. From the streets and that's what taught me. I've been dealing with my pain, don't tie my brain for a fake lawsuit. Told my engineer, my girl, don't bring her thing but convulsing. Half a million on a diamond ring, but more what your love cost me. You should know what all this brings. Came from a little to a lot, all this money we done ran.